97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And an extreme honor, ladies and gentlemen, from Dancing with the Stars, Mondays and Tuesday nights on ABC. He is the grizzled veteran, Buzz Aldrin. Buzz, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm flying. I'm getting slimmer and slimmer, Big Papa.
I wondered that. You know, obviously, you're the elder spokesman of the celebrities this season. You're a fine tuned 23, which is working out really, really well. But when you started this, did you realize that it was going to be as physically taxing as it has turned out to be?
Well, I really had no idea, but I kind of postponed skiing until I was age 50, and that's been a little difficult. But this is far more intense. It's really a memory multitasking to control parts of the body that just haven't been moved around so quickly and so smoothly, hopefully.
Well, you're doing very, very well. Again, we're talking to Buzz Aldrin, Dancing with the Stars, Mondays and Tuesdays on ABC. How's Ashley been with you, your partner Ashley? Has she been hard but firm, but yet lenient a little bit, or how's she been dealing with?
Oh, she's just a dream. She really inspires me to do the best that I can. She was on the first three shows, then married a cute guy. They have two young boys, 2 and 7 months. So she's pretty busy, but she's there welcoming me every rehearsal, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Again, we're talking to Buzz Aldrin, the second person to set foot on the moon. You have no idea how impressive that is and how just remarkable that is. When you look at the technology that is today compared to when you went to the moon, do you wish you had that kind of technology at your fingertips when you made the trip?
Well, we had the best that was available. 400,000 people supporting what we were doing. Great MIT guidance computers and very well programmed for every maneuver we needed. Sure, you could do things much better with much more automation, a lot of color displays, much more information available, but we got humans in there and they're kind of controlling what's going on and monitoring and making the final touchdown. We were very well supported, and of course we had wonderful, reliable rockets in the Saturn V, and the spacecraft were extremely well for their time of assembly. We've moved on a lot since then. We have a lot of things to think about, in my estimation, one of them is not to go back to the moon to do what we did 50 years ago, but to excel in U.S. leadership, moving toward a program of permanence on the planet Mars. It may take 25 years, but it's going to be a masterfully inspiring period these next 10 years as we prepare for the final commitment at the 50th anniversary of our landing on the moon.
Again, we're talking to Buzz Aldrin, the second person to set foot on the moon, Dancing with the Stars, Mondays and Tuesdays on ABC. Is there one little piece of memorabilia that you kept from the trip? Is there one thing that you've held on to that really means something to you from that trip?
Well, yes. When we came back in from being outside, getting ready to sleep a little bit. I slept on the floor, but I noticed a broken circuit breaker that was the engine arm circuit breaker. So I have still in my possession that broken circuit breaker and the pen that was used, felt tip pen to push it in a couple of hours prior to our liftoff to bring us back home.
Absolutely amazing. You are more of a man than I will ever be, Buzz Aldrin. Let me tell you that right now. I would not have the stones to go up into space.
Well, I'm not sure that I want to get up every morning to be on talking to people on the radio. I enjoy the opportunity that's been afforded me with Dancing with the Stars, because I get to relay to people the triumphs of 40 years ago in our space program, progressing toward the moon. And then hopefully they worry somewhat about our future in space as we transition out of the space shuttle orbiter. And hopefully they'll agree with me and the president's budget that we need to pare back that Constellation program of going to the moon and carve out a new course, a longer course, for permanence at Mars.
It's Buzz Aldrin. He's got a website. It's buzzaldrin.com. You have an iPhone app?
You bet I do. What? A new iPhone application.
And how does that work? What is that?
I just want to remind people, if you want to keep me on the show, it's perfectly legal to call the number 11 times, because that's how many contestants we have.
Right.
So you can vote for every contestant, or put all your votes in who you'd like to see come back week after week, and watch my improvement. And I appreciate being with you this morning.
Absolutely. So who do you think is the first one going home? It's not going to be you.
Well, I hope you're right there. And there's just a group of outstanding people. And I think all of us are going to be trying to stay on, because it's such an enjoyable program.
It really is. Buzz Aldrin, it's Dancing with the Stars, Mondays and Tuesdays on ABC, buzzaldrin.com. I know you have to go. I know you're very busy today, show day and everything. But one thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
I'll give it a try.
All right.
We got the time, okay.
Buzz Aldrin, what movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
I guess I'll watch Apollo 13.
Favorite toy as a child?
I had a high bar in my backyard, and I used to jump on it and swing around.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Fly Me to the Moon.
Attaboy. If you're going on a road trip, what snacks will you grab at the convenience store?
What? I didn't get that.
If you're going on a road trip, if you're going on a car trip,
yeah.
What snacks will you get at the convenience store for the ride?
Probably a banana and a nice soft drink.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
What's between the head and the toes?
That a boy. And finally, Buzz Aldrin, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
An iPhone.
There it is. And the iPhone app is available at buzzaldrin.com. Buzz Aldrin, Dancing with the Stars. Make sure you're voting for Buzz, because he's a fantastic guy. The second person to ever set foot on the moon. It's been an honor to have these few moments with you, brother. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Happy to be with you.
Sounds good. Buzz Aldrin, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.